time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' big win over the Lions on Sunday afternoon.
Roquan, so how would you describe that overall effort?
It was pretty amazing, you know. Like we said all week, man, we just came out and did what we had to do and just played our style of defense, and we just knew that they haven't seen it face the defense this year like ours.
What does it feel like on the sideline, on the field, when you have your offense, I'm talking about in the first half, when you have an offense clicking like that and your defense clicking like that at the same time, everything's going your way, what is the feeling, what's the confidence level like for this team?
It's an amazing feeling, and that should be the feeling all the time. You know, we've got a huge amount of faith in the offense as well as a huge amount of faith in us on the defense. So we just got to come out, play to the best of our ability, and I feel like we do that. The sky's the limit for us both.
Roquan, there was a lot made this week about their one of the top-ranked offenses, you having one of the top-ranked defenses. What do you think this kind of win says and shows about this team, this defense?
If I recall, I think early in the week I said I'm from the show-me business. So, you know, a lot of things happen here and there, but you got to show me once we're on the field. I don't believe in all the things that you hear and say. And like I said, you know, that chin hadn't been tested just yet. So that's what it was.
But was that your version of showing them?
I'll let you be the judge, you know. I think the score is the judge, as well as, you know, they got cheap yards at the end. But, you know, hats off to just the way we played as a team, and I'm just proud to be a part of it.
A statement, though, of sorts?
Pardon?
A statement of sorts to show everybody, because they're getting all this attention this week, to show people, like, you know, pretty damn good.
Well, a statement, I guess, for the outsiders who, you know, don't quite know exactly what we're about. But as far as the guys in the locker room, we had faith all week, you know, from Tuesday. Once we got Monday late, once we got back from London, we knew exactly what we had at hand. And we just went out, handled business accordingly from Monday until Sunday. And we finished it up, enjoy it tonight, and then we'll move on to Arizona.
The London trip, you know, there's a lot of talk about that and not taking the bye afterward. How do you think that, how pleased were you with the way that you guys responded during the week leading up to this point from the challenges of that trip?
Yeah, man, it was an awesome time over in London. Got the dub, and, you know, some people make excuses and some don't. So I'm not in the excuse-making business, nor are the guys that's in this locker room. So we just go out, do what we have to do, and handle business accordingly.
Well, to have that game in front of so many Ravens legends, you know, Suggs going into the Ring of Honor and all those guys watching there, what does it mean to you to perform that way in front of them?
Man, it's an amazing feeling just knowing, you know, those guys came before us and, you know, set the standard what it means to play as a Raven, as a Raven defense as well. And, you know, the way those guys played, man, it's just it means a lot just to be able to go out, perform in front of those legends and, you know, everything they've done to set up to the Ravens and have the name that they have and coming from those guys. So it was an amazing feeling. I'm just happy we was able to take care of business and play Raven style in front of those guys. I think if you look at it, every single week that we play, you know, there's little things that's going to happen. That's just, you know, part of being in the league. And, you know, those guys get paychecks as well. And they're some of the best in the business. But, yeah, as I look at it, man, from top to bottom, D-lines, linebackers, secondary, I don't really see any weaknesses. And if we're all on our game, it's very hard to move the ball on us, especially scoring. I know they got that one late, but, hey, you know, live to fight another day. We'll bounce back.
Roquan, you kind of become the guy who's getting that speech on the field and huddle before the game. Just curious what you said to those guys today.
Yeah, I normally don't share that information, but I'll give you a little sneak peek since you asked today, and I'm feeling good, you know. But, no, it was more so like I was just telling those guys, you know, it's our house at the end of the day. You know, they say it was Lions. They were coming to the bank, you know. It wasn't a den in a nutshell. And then, you know, I talked to team security and remember everyone, and I told them, lock the doors, you know, and we'll decide when we want to let them out. And I think we did it accordingly.